Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero has formally presented his proposed 2014 budget to the City Council. The much-anticipated proposal comes just days after an independent review team appointed by the mayor issued an ambitious set of recommendations to shore up Lansing's long-term financial standing. Current State's Kevin Lavery attended last night's City Council meeting and files this report.
Bernero is proposing a $112 million budget for fiscal year 2014. It's a figure he says is less than what former Mayor David Hollister operated under 10 years ago. Mayor Bernero says he's confident the plan will put the city on a path toward long-term stability.
I believe this budget is balanced, it's prudent, it's fair. We're not asking for taxpayers to suffer at the workers' expense or workers to suffer at taxpayers' expense. This is a win-win budget.
One of the key features is an annual $46 utility charge that would be billed to each residential customer of the Lansing Board of Water and Light to pay for the operation of fire hydrants and streetlights. Bernero says for many customers, that fee would be offset with an average $45 property tax cut. The city's projected budget deficit had been estimated at around $9 million. But the mayor says recent adjustments calculated in the last few days indicate that total may end up being as low as $5 million. Such big savings, though, are largely dependent on whether Lansing's police union is willing to make concessions to pay more for their health care. That would require renegotiating their existing contract, a move the union has been unwilling to make. But Bernero is calling for shared sacrifice.
Everybody's ox is being gored. It's not a matter where we're trying to take it out on any one person. We're all going to sacrifice. My health care plan will change. So I'm not asking them to do anything that I'm not doing. But to sit it out and bury your head in the sand and say, well, we've got a contract and we're not, until such time, we're not going to do it. You know, these things are coming to you and to your members. So why not come and be a part of the solution instead of being part of the problem?
But Councilmember Jody Washington believes the city needs to think of an alternative funding source if the police union refuses to yield.
They certainly have the right to not open their contract. What was negotiated in good faith. So if they choose not to open their contract, I'm supportive of that, and we'll have to look for alternative funding.
With a draft on the table, the negotiation process begins. The Lansing City Council has until May 20th to adopt a final budget that will take effect July 1st. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And joining us now to go a little deeper into the administration's proposal, Lansing City Council President Carol Wood. Nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
Let's start with the big picture here. The mayor wants, or the big piece, I should say, the mayor wants BWL customers to pay $46 more per year for streetlights and fire hydrants. Now that, according to his framework, would close the $5 million budget gap for 2014. What do you think?
Well, when you look at the fact that this is a public utility and our rates have attracted businesses as well as residential customers into our community, adding this on is no different than a rate hike. And that also, we have been for a number of years 5 to 10% less than what some of the utilities in and around us would be. Will this make a difference with businesses and residents deciding to stay here? One of the things that we need to look at is, and I call it a tipping point, when do the charges for services become more than what people are willing to pay? We have the Board of Water and Light, again, as a public utility. When we look at the fact that the people coming into our city every single day are utilizing those same streetlights, are utilizing the water if there are fire, it should be a shared situation and not just on the backs of the residents.
But according to the administration, they maintain that this $46 additional charge is essentially compensated for, if I understand it correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but these are falling property tax rates, correct?
There have been falling property tax rates, but the public also voted for a 4% mill increase that are going to police and fire and roads. And along with that, one of the things that we've seen is a decline in income taxes. So I might be seeing a decrease in my property tax, but I'm also seeing a decrease in my paycheck that's coming home every week. So when you're looking at this, that offset is not there. Along with the fact that when when we're looking at some of the increases in fees that are in this budget. It's an increase with recycling, with waste, a number of those things. So that savings that I might be getting in property tax is being eaten up in other fees that are presented in this particular budget.
Can you help us understand how this debate over public safety cutting, and again, the financial health team is recommending $3 million in cuts total to both the Lansing Fire Department and the Lansing Police Department. Is that debate related to the Board of Water and Light recommendation? Do those pieces of this thing interact in some way?
A little within the fire department. The fire department is charged for the hydrant rental that we have as part of their budget. But I think you also have to understand these numbers keep floating around out there, from the fact that we've had the financial health team talking about a $12 million deficit, to the fact that last night Mayor Bonero did present a balanced budget, but it was dealing with a $5 million deficit. Trying to get our arms around from a council perspective of what the true deficit is and what we're looking at is going to be a challenge for us. And when you look again that the health team had been looking at some of these numbers for the last 6 months, and within days we have those numbers changing again, I'm not sure what will be on the table by the time we actually sit down and start talking about it.
When did you learn the deficit would be $5 million as opposed to $9
million? Yesterday.
Yesterday during the day? Prior to the...
Just a few minutes before the meeting, yes.
Okay. What are we to make of that?
I mean, well, that's the interesting part of it. What are we to make of it?
The figure does move around. I mean, they're constantly updating revenue projections, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Property values.
The figure does continue to move around. But again, there are measures in this budget that the mayor is looking at, which is adding to the deficit. He's talking about our information technology and spending $2 million on that. He's talking about adding a cabinet position, which would be additional salaries. I think when you see these moving targets, and then you're talking about the fact that you might have to reduce and not have community police officers, I'm not sure that people want to see an information technology department head versus having an officer on the street in their neighborhood.
Is it your understanding that Mayor Bonero supports the financial health team's recommendation of $2 million in cuts to fire and $1 million to police?
And that's unclear at this particular time. Again, part of it, what we've got is his initial layout of his plan. We've not seen the line item detail. What we've heard are there are some cuts that he's expecting from the police and fire department, the police department with their health care. Whether that equates to $1.7 million, we've yet to see what those figures are.
So we didn't learn last night what cuts to public safety the mayor might propose?
No.
It didn't go that deep?
No, it didn't go that deep last night. Okay. And again, what we received last night was a layout of the different departments based on salary and operating expenses, and we received it at 7 o'clock, and I'm here at 9:30 doing the interview, so I've not had an opportunity to read through it page by page yet.
How long before we find out where the administration stands on cuts to public safety?
I think we'll see that as we start the budget process, and we will be holding budget hearings every Monday night, and they start at 5:30. They go to 7 until we have our council meeting. We have a short council meeting, and then we go back into budget hearings approximately 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and go to 10 or 11, depending on the department that's in and how rigorous the questioning is.
Dave Hollister says the public safety unions need to give more, and this is a common part of the narrative here now. They just have it. There hasn't been mutually shared sacrifice. We had Dave Hollister on this show a week ago saying they haven't given anything. What do you make of that?
Well, and in talking to some of the people within the union, I've been told that they just negotiated some changes in their health care that would save the city approximately $450,000. So, you know, I think it's who takes credit for what and whether you believe they've given enough or not enough. One of the arguments that council has been making for some time, and I myself have talked about the fact that we're renting a precinct. We had gone from two precincts down to one, but when you look at what it's costing us to rent that building with utilities and janitorial services, we're talking at roughly $400,000 a year. We had the health financial team say that we need to sell City Hall because it isn't being utilized to its fullest extent. Let's move the police department back into City Hall. That would save $400,000 right there, and it could happen tomorrow.
We have under a minute, Carol. You've run for mayor. You think like an executive in many respects, I think. Is it fair to ask you how you would propose closing a $5 million budget gap?
Well, I think we go back to what the council said a year ago. And one of the things that we had asked was that the Board of Water and Light payment in lieu of taxes be increased by 0.5%. And that would close the gap that we have today.
That's $5 million.
That would be $5 million.
Right there. And where do we stand on the GM piece? Is that going to hearings as well?
Yes, and that's extremely important as we look at the bottom line and bringing jobs and revenues into the city of Lansing.
Very good. Carol Wood is the president of the Lansing City Council. Thanks for coming in, Carol.
Thank you.